Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is January 2nd, 2020. Welcome to the new year. Today on the Ship Report, I'm going to be talking with you about somewhat about the weather and also about some really dangerous incidents that have happened around our region, the Pacific Northwest, relating to maritime news that are illustrate how dangerous it can be to be out on the water, to be on the beach at this time of year. Sometimes when I talk with you about the risks posed by our maritime environment, I get the feeling, and sometimes I get direct feedback from people on social media, that they think I might be kind of exaggerating a little bit to get people's attention. You know, when I say watch out for sneaker waves, I'm talking about the risks that mariners face in our winter waters. Well, these incidents really show that, no, I'm not exaggerating. This is a really hazardous time of year, and we do live in an environment that you just need to be careful, especially in relating to an incident on the beach that happened. So there are three news stories that happened just over the past couple days that I wanted to share with you about the risks that that fishermen take, and that people on the beach take here at certain times of the year when things are exceptionally dangerous. We'll talk about that in a minute. Today, in our marine weather forecast, we have, for one thing, the Columbia River bars on yellow status this morning. So as far as ship traffic goes, some ships may be asked to wait. We have a small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon and a gale warning in effect from this evening through Friday afternoon. And we could have storm force gusts possible. Now, as I said earlier in the show, that could mean winds up to 63 miles per hour, according to the Beaufort wind scale. Very high waves up to 40 feet, over 40 feet, with overhanging crests, blown sea foam or wind spin drift. And just really difficult conditions out there for vessels, heavy rolling waves. Today we can expect west winds 10 knots becoming south, 20 to 25, gusting to 30 in the afternoon, and even higher later on, as I said. Wind waves building to the south, 5 feet at 7 seconds in the afternoon, and west swells 14 feet at 16 seconds. So just difficult conditions out there for anybody who's out on the water. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. One inbounder, the Pan Queen, arriving from Sacramento, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. Probably corn, soy, or wheat are likely cargoes there. She probably will pass Astoria early tomorrow morning, heading upriver. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the GH Glory headed to Kalama. Corn, soy, or wheat are the cargoes there. Leaving around 1 p.m., arriving in Kalama around 6 p.m., and the New History and the CSK Longevity are awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage. They'll head upriver eventually to pick up cargo. And our outbounders, the car carrier Euphrates Highway is heading out of Portland with Hondas on board. Possibly Fords, new Fords headed for Asia on that ship as well. Leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Young Spirit is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And the Cassiope is named after a city in Greece. She's leaving Kalama carrying wheat, leaving around midnight, passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Friday. If you're familiar with constellations, you know that sounds a lot like Cassiopeia, and there may be a connection there. She's located in a kind of a province in Greece called Cassiopeia, who was named for a vain queen in Greek mythology, who was very proud of her beauty. Probably to terrible effect, as those myths always have some sort of people succumbing to their fatal flaws. But at any rate, interesting how ships are named, those very beautiful names that we see sometimes on vessels. Well, today I want to talk with you about safety and just people being overtaken by circumstances out on the water. The first event that I want to tell you about, this news item that was just, I've been watching it, a lot of us have been just heartbroken watching what's been happening up there in the waters off Alaska. I'll read you the press release from yesterday. The Coast Guard suspended its search Wednesday at 6:08 p.m. for 5 missing fishermen in the waters off Sutwik Island, Alaska. The search spanned over 20 hours, 1,400 miles, and included helicopters, airplane crews, and a Coast Guard cutter. The decision to suspend an active search and rescue case is never easy, and it's only made after careful consideration of a myriad of factors, said Rear Admiral Matthew Bell, 17th District Commander. Our deepest condolences to friends and family impacted by this tragedy. The boat that was lost was called the Scandies Rose. She was a 1978 crab fishing vessel based in Dutch Harbor, but from Seattle, from what I've heard and read in other accounts. She was a well-known vessel there. A lot of people must be grieving there in the area who knew her and her crew. She sank at about 10 p.m. on Tuesday with seven crew members aboard. Two of them were rescued and are in the hospital, from what I understand. The weather, just to give you an idea, was 40-mile-an-hour winds, 20-foot seas, visibility of about 1 mile. And those are common conditions in the Gulf of Alaska in January. I looked up the water temperature, 38 degrees Fahrenheit. What an absolutely harrowing and tragic situation with that boat there. So it illustrates, as I've said previously, just recently on the Ship Report, the risks that fishermen take to bring us that crab that we love so much. There's a lot that goes into that dinner, that wonderful seafood dinner of any kind that you have, that locally caught food. In another rescue that went well, the Coast Guard, a 47-foot motor lifeboat crew, towed a disabled 52-foot commercial fishing vessel Tuesday night across the Aquinnah Bay Bar, about 2.5 miles northwest of Yahats, Oregon. They received a call about 1 p.m. on Tuesday that a fishing boat called the Pacific Cloud, with three people aboard and 2,500 pounds of crab, lost power, and they were drifting toward the surf. So they went out and got that boat and towed them for 5 hours. And a quote from the Coast Guard Station Aquinnah Bay officer: "Timing was everything in this tow. As the swells picked up right before we crossed the bar, the greatest danger is when a break will happen. If the bar is breaking, meaning breaking surf, we will not go through it." So even some conditions are even too dangerous for the Coast Guard, but they made it. 34-mile-an-hour winds, 15-foot seas, steep swells. Everyone got back safely there. And here's just another extraordinary rescue that happened just in Seaside here on Wednesday night, or on Monday, rather, I'm sorry. I'll just read you an account from this story from KPTV. Monday, first responders in Seaside rescued a young man from the ocean. Seaside Fire Department said they were called to the area of the Neconicum River on the report of a child and a man in the water. David Rankin, a division chief with Seaside Fire Department, was home off duty when the call came in. He rushed to the scene and met other responders there. They were able to talk with the dad of the teen, who told them his son had been washed out to sea. And the young man was out about 500 yards offshore. That's 4 football fields. Rankin said he put on his wetsuit and made the decision to go after the boy. Now, what luck for this young man that the Seaside Fire Department has rescue swimmers on their team. So extraordinary. So he swam out to this young man who was hypothermic, brought him a flotation device, and it managed to swim back with him all that way. "I wasn't sure we were going to make it in, honestly," Rankin said. "My second plan was to wait for the Coast Guard helicopter to pick us up once I had him, and I knew we could float for a little longer." So just an extraordinary story of what a lucky person. But there is a case of somebody being right on our beach and being pulled out to sea so far, 500 yards, that's a long way. Incredibly lucky person. So when I tell you to be careful, when the Coast Guard tells you, when other people tell you to be careful, they're not kidding. That person, that young man, was extraordinarily lucky to escape with his life. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. We have a sneaker wave warning for today. So if you're walking on the beach, don't turn your back on the ocean and look out for those waves.